If you're getting tired of losing love's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, but God's got an army, we've been proven and tried, so come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner alive. We're God's mighty army. We're not being denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but fire won't learn. Then we march through the lines, then now Daniel replied, these lines can hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire,
but the fire won't burn. We march
through the water, but the fire won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and of Daniel replied, these lines can hurt me,
cause I'm on the winning side.
So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. I will meet you in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim, last with you will be too late. I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, linger near the Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting. With the saints before us, he'll be with us at the meeting. Just inside Eastern Gate, I will meet you. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watched and awaited. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning.
I like that. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. Well, how do you do? How do you watch? Take a set of binoculars or microscope? No, you watch by getting up in the morning, by fasting and praying. That's what allowed the Lord to deal with you and talk to you and get you live in line. That's what he's doing with me. He put me on a fast. I got to lose 30 pounds. I can't be out there being overweight and trying to be an example for the Lord. I'd be a hypocrite. So he wants me to lose 30 or 50 pounds. Well, it's the only way I can lose pounds is go on a liquid diet. He's got me on a liquid diet. Just drink 2-3 liters of water every day. And whatever it takes, just got to lose the weight. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be a hypocrite, and then when you're overweight, you fall asleep, and then you can't keep your limbs all trimmed and burning.
That's right. You can't be sober and vigilant, you know, because the cares of this world are starting to, everything's about this world, like eating and drinking.
And you get into the flesh, the fleshly desires. You got to be committed. You can't be playing the game. Mm-hmm. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning. Well, how do you keep them trimmed? You stay on top of things. That's the problem with the world and with the Christian world. They fell asleep. Mm-hmm. While men slept, the devil came in.
That's right.
Took over the whole Christian world. But see, we're bound and determined. We've decided to do whatever it takes. I dreamt of a city called Glory, so bright and so fair. I entered the gates, I cried, holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I rode on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. As I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. The sights were too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob talk with Mark and Timothy. But I said I want to see Jesus, 'cause he's the one who died for me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God, I just fell right down before him, singing praise to the name of the Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah, my friend of Calvary, for I wanted to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God, I just fell right down before me, singing praise to the name of the Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah, my friend of Calvary, for I want to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God.
That's our families over in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We have a different family.
Mm-hmm.
Family of God. You've got your natural family, but they're second. They're important, and hopefully they'll make it through somehow. But the Christian family, that's our family.
Mm-hmm. That's why it talks here, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And they're over there, they're cheering us on. They want us to win this fight so we can meet them someday. That's what this is all about. It's a spiritual walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with the natural. The natural is boring, eh?
That's right. Uh-huh.
The Lord is always exciting.
That's right. Amen.
The country where the twilight shadows deepen, unending day where light shall never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gathered. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. A place where there is no misunderstanding.
understanding. And from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words and wrong heart are spoken. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image our love so flee, and when they crown him Lord, oh, I'll be there. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Talk to you about the glassy sea. A lot of people don't understand that. Enjoying the bronze upon the glassy sea, that's the Charlie Kirks of this world. He's on that sea of glass. The Bible talks about it. If you miss the rapture and you miss the invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, then the people that are not ready and didn't go, they're going to have to be martyred by the thousands. It's just up the road here. And they'll join Charlie Kirk and them on the Sea of Glass. And all these Iranians over there that are dying for, they want to get out of that demonic clutches, they're being shot by the thousands. They're going to direct on that Sea of Glass. But they're being killed for a cause. They don't believe in that Muslim garbage. But they kill them and they shoot them. But they got nothing to lose because they're just going on that Sea of Glass. That simple. God is gracious and merciful. Mm-hmm. These buses, they're all of the devil. And they don't want, they just have decided one day they're going to take over Iran, these terrorists.
Well, the Muslim religion is really a demon, so they're really worshiping, bowing down to a demon. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all it is, because it's not real.
He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. And there's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. Oh, he's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. Oh, he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason.
Yeah, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. See, we're not playing a game, eh? Mm-hmm. The Lord's leading and guiding this program. The most important thing you and I can do is get up in the morning and pray. Mm-hmm. When the birds are singing, the birds wake us up.
Yeah, they're up quite early. They're up at 3 or 4 already.
Yeah. So as the sun comes up. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost. He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost. He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. Me and my word. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had a list of faithful lot of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Righteous reign of the branch. We'll continue with that thing, but we'll start down lower. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his lines, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. That's going on in the millennium, I think. And we're preparing ourselves so that we may be found worthy. We're not playing the game. It's serious stuff. We're living in the end of time. 3 years from now, this is all going to evolve into this. And the only thing you can do is be ready. The wool of also shall dwell with the lamb. See, the animal kingdom is going to be back before it was before Satan came on the scene, back in the garden. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the foal of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockroach, and the cockatrice den. He shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand an ensign of the people. It shall be the Gentiles seek, and the rest shall be glorious. It's coming up the road here. Mm-hmm. Might as well fight for it. Like we sang that song, something worth fighting for. I'll try the other translation. Justice will be like the belt around his waist. Integrity will be like a belt around his hips. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that you see out there, every tree, every bird, every animal that you see, they were all created because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's it. You and I were created to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. All that angelic host out there, they were there because of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a tremendous privilege to get up in the morning and go about the Lord's business, because that's what we were created to do. These birds out there that sing around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, they were created because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're setting an example for us to get up in the morning and do what we need to do, instead of sleeping in and keep your limbs all trimmed and burning. Like I say, we're not playing a game. A wolf will reside with a lamb, and a leopard will lie down with a young goat, and an ox and a young lion will graze together as a small child leads them along. A cow and a bear will graze together, their young will lie down together, a lion like an ox will eat straw. See, God's going to change the nature of that. There's no more devil, so the nature goes back to everything the way it was before Satan came on the scene. And like now, it's already starting to. We're right now in the restoration of all things. And it started on October the 15th, 2021, mm-hmm. when Jesus went off to see the mercy, and he's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the restoration of all things is on, but first it's the restoration of Israel. That's what you see over in Israel going on, and the devil, he don't like that. So he raises up these terrorists and all these thugs and these antichrists to try to stop God's program from going ahead. But see, we, you and I, we see the program. We see this is all happening here, and we're just preparing ourselves for that millennium. A baby will play over the hole of a snake, over the nest of a serpent. An infant will put his hand. See, an infant will put his hand in the nest of an aspen. They won't bite them. They will no longer injure or destroy on my entire royal mountain, for there will be universal submission to the Lord. Sovereignty, just as the waters completely cover the sea. At that time, a root of Jesse will stand like a signal flag for the nations who will look to him for guidance, and his residence will be majestic. At that time, sovereign master will again lift his hand to reclaim the remnant of his people from Assyria, Egypt, Patras, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the sea coast. All this is all just up the road here, the thousand-year reign of Christ. He will lift a signal flag for the nation. He will get Israel's dispersed people and assemble Judah, scattered people from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will end, and Judah's hostility will be eliminated. Ephraim will no longer be jealous of Judah, and Judah will no longer be hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down to Palestine, it's to the west. Together they will loot the people of the east. They will take over Edom and Moab, and the Amorites will be their subjects. That's coming up. That's happening. That's going on right now. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's no more the seat of mercy. He's now throne King of Kings. The Lord will divide the gulf of the Egyptian Sea. He will wave His hand over the Euphrates River and send a strong wind. He will turn it into seven dried up streams and enable them to walk across it in their sandals. There will be a highway leading out of Assyria for the remnant of His people, just as there was for Israel when they went up from the land of Egypt. That's all fixing to happen. That's what we got something to look forward to. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because there's nothing else worth living for. Mm-hmm. It only keeps you empty and longing for more. That's why that song we sang here. If you want to join God's mighty army and fight for something that's worth fighting for, something that has a future, then you might as well just come on board. It's just that simple. See, that unright thing, that Leonard's program, it ain't taking you anywhere. It's mm-hmm. only going out to hell of that, because it's all Antichrist. And I can mm-hmm. prove it to you, because I listened to their servants for 45 years, and they, this thing that we just read here about the lion and the lamb, walking out there and eating straw like yucks, they think how that Antichrist spirit interprets that. And I was in their church for 45 years of my life, and what these Antichrist, what their servants are, they say that Hutterite colony is heaven on earth, mm-hmm. and then they say that man with that lion nature and that lamb with that lion, they're all coming together in the half community. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how they got that thing twisted up. That's how Satan has taken them out. He's taken them, and he can tell them anything they want. But see, this is now this planet here. For 6,000 years. That's Satan's kingdom. We do not have here no continuing city. And the animal kingdom, they belong to the devil. He controls. That's why they're wild, because somehow there was a deal going on between Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve decided they're going to follow Jesus. They're going to follow the devil. And then they got that animal kingdom, but there's some that are wild and there's some that are tame. And the wild animals, they go out in the wild. You can go on YouTube and see what happens out in the wild. They're devouring one another. It's all killing each other off and for their meat. The king of the jungle, all of them are fighting for position. Just like these Hutterites, these preachers and his other right call. Everybody's fighting for position, because that's the only thing they got to look forward to. Someday, be that pope, be that, they call him an elder, but they're all fighting for the position of that pope. Every other right kid, no matter if they're, who they are, they all want to be preacher someday. Mm-hmm. And it's all jockeying for position, because it's a diabolical, mm-hmm. it's a diabolical system. It's just like I told you the other day about that woman that came to Jesus. I got a request from you. I want George on the right hand. I want Peter on the left hand when you come into your kingdom. They thought he was going to set up an earthly kingdom here. But Jesus told him, it's not for me to give. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that's going on today. Every person that's not born again in that system, they're not born again, so they think carnally. They want that same ambition. They want their son to be preacher and their other son to be bought, because you can prove, the proof is in the pudding. That Paul from down from Rose Bank, he made sure that his son becomes preacher and then that the other son becomes bought. Mm-hmm. It's the same carnality, and then after their life is done, they go down to hell and death. They're not going into heaven, because in heaven there's no such a thing as dictatorship and stuff like that. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's ruling and reigning, and all you and I have to do is to surrender our will to Him. Like right now, like I said earlier, He knows I got to lose weight, and I know I got to lose weight. So what do? You go on a water fast for however long it takes, and you just persevere until you get the job done. Mm-hmm. We're all in a fight, you know. You can't lay down. You just got it, like you were saying earlier. You got to make sure you watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these things that's coming. Mm-hmm. And here's now's the time. We're at the ending of the days. We got under 3 years. I know, because we went to the Bible and we studied and we searched it. That's all we ever wanted from the Lord, to search out His Word. And we know where we are in time and know what it's all about, because we didn't learn it in that cult. Because they'll never tell you. That's why I say over and over again, these sermons they were written by these antichrists. They never tell you the truth. And even if they tell you 100% the truth, there's a lot of truth in them, but it's what they don't tell you. They'll never tell you what we're telling people here. Because I had to go look for it. I was terminated. I had to go look for that one baptism and that one God, and I found it. And the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the journey that we're just continuing on with the program. Because the truth keeps marching on, whether I march with it or not. There's millions out there, they are clueless what the Lord's been doing. But see, you and I, we decided we want to follow Jesus, and we're walking with the Lord. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to work for you, Lord, and you've moved in our hearts, Lord, to surrender our will to you. And now, Lord, you can use us for your honor and for your glory, because there's really nothing in this world we're living for. We have no interest in the things of this world, and I know we really got to be on guard 24/7 to crucify the flesh and to come against the natural man. He's the only enemy we have to fight with is the natural man. When you wake up in the morning, he wants to sleep in, and then he wants to sleep in some more, and then he wants to go out and indulge in food and everything that the world has to offer. But we can't do that, because it's only evolves into a gluttonous and a walking in the flesh, Lord. And we decided one day we don't want that part. So, Lord, we just praise you to continue to do with us as you see fit. Lead and guide us by your Spirit. Take away all these things that offend you, Lord, in our lives. And just pray you'll continue to help us to be overcomers in the age and hour we're living in. I pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people all these people that want to come on board and join the fight, Lord, because it's the only thing that's worth fighting for that heavenly city. And one day be in that rapture, Lord. We just pray you'll gift that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's where it's at. That's what we're down here for. We're down here right now, and the world is going to a testing ground to see if they're going to join the Trump haters and the Israeli haters. That's why I say that pray for Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And the reason it's saying that, if you're going to pray for Israel, you'll be on the right side of the fence mm-hmm. on that judgment count. Mm-hmm. Because it says, "He that I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you." It's just put them there, pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem, so that the Lord can bless you. Mm-hmm. Like right now, there's around the world, there's a hate for the Jews, you know, anti-Semitism. And there's a reason for it, because what you're doing, you're paving your way out to hell and death. On that, you're getting yourself that curse. If you hate Trump, and if you hate Israel, and if you hate justice, you hate righteousness, you hate all these things, law and order, and you hate Israel, and you hate Jerusalem. But if you pray for Israel and pray for justice and righteousness for the land, pray for America, then you're going to be blessed, because blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. If you want your family to be blessed, you just take time out and get in here and pray for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Not that it's going to matter much, but at the end of the day, if you continue it, God's going to have to bless you because he's true to form, you know.
That's right.
You've got to be honest. You got to be true to his word. And he's excited way back to Abraham there. Whoever blesses you, God will bless him. Whoever curses you, God will curse him. It's bad enough as it is. You don't want God's curse on you. It's bad enough going through this jungle that we're in. But if you have God's blessing and you pray for Israel and you pray for America and you pray for justice and righteousness, there's people that literally hate America. They hate law and order. They hate Trump. Trump is for law and order. I don't agree with everything he does, but the Lord saved his life to bring America back to its former state. And yeah, he's a carnal man, but like I say, I don't know a lot of things he does I don't much like, but at the end of the day, he's still God's vessel that God is using. Pray for Trump. Pray for his family. Pray for America. Pray for law and order. Pray for his administration. These are the things that God wants to move America back exactly where George Washington's vision. There's got to be a civil war, but it's all about bringing America back to its former glory, like it was back when the founders found it. And there's going to have to be a civil war and all these things. They're right at our fingertips. We're in it. It's no use trying to look for something else. This the closing days of time, and we're just excited for what's going on. And like I say, the most important thing is to keep your limbs all trimmed and burning so that you're in touch with reality. Mm-hmm. And just that simple.
That's right. Touch with reality is right. Like Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." They thought that he's going to set up a kingdom here on this earthly environment. But Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." So he was talking about a spiritual kingdom up in heaven there. And he was talking towards the millennium, because the whole creation groans and travails because of sin, you know, and because of, we were talking about that yesterday, how everything and all things were created because of Jesus Christ. If it wasn't, it wouldn't be for Jesus, nothing would ever exist. But it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because knowing that he was going to bring about his only begotten Son, God, and that only begotten Son is going to go to Calvary and sign that deal that's going to redeem this whole plan of creation back to God. In the prehistoric world, the angel fell. That the prehistoric world was basically God created a kingdom for an animal kingdom, and then he set the angel and the actually it's more than an animal kingdom, it's the whole creation he gave to the angels, and he all assigned them for a job. And when the angels of Jew, they wanted to do their own thing, so they left their estate, and then the whole creation start going into a form of a chaotic state.
A rebellion.
It's a rebellion, yeah. They turned against their what God wanted them to do. They rebelled against God. So, and then Lucifer come to Lucifer, where he wanted to be like the Most High and to be worshipped. So you can see how everything was starting to decline. And then God called in judgment. And when God created man, we know what happened in the garden, how man fell. So this whole plan of creation was in a fallen state. And God sent his only begotten Son to redeem it back. And when you will read the word redemption, it means to recovery of something pawned or mortgaged. The payment of an obligation as a government's payment of the value of its bonds. Deliverance upon payment of ransom and rescue. See, that's what redemption means. It's the recovery of something that was lost. Mm-hmm. See, that's what Jesus did there at Calvary. That redemption program. God created all things and it fell, his creation. And then God redeemed it back, but he redeemed it back through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate asked him these questions, and he said, my kingdom is not of this world. See, the kingdom that he was speaking of was leaning towards the millennium, when he is going to set up his kingdom there with the saints that have passed on for the last 6,000 years, and those will help him with that redemption program of redeeming this fallen creation back to God. They're going to assist the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be the head of all things that's going to do that. And in that millennium kingdom, like we were reading here, like that wild nature is going to be tamed down. See, that's all the process of redemption. And when you what we read here about the wolf and the lion, see, those are all wild in nature beast animals. The same way with the humans, they have a wild beast-like nature too, because of that sin that happened in the garden. All that is going to be tamed, is going to be redeemed. That's part of that recovery that's going to happen in the millennium. And that when you read it here, it's in the perfect state of what God wants. Mm-hmm. But in the millennium, it's going to work towards that. It's not going to be like a magic wand. It's all going to work towards that redemption and that perfection, that at the end of it all that rebellion is going to be taken out of the picture. And then you're going to have this a perfect people, like a perfect creation, that once everything will be established, that Jesus is going to hand it back to God. Because now God has assigned it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head of all things, Jesus. Nothing is going to escape the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head of all. God has established it so. And then once everything will be perfected and it's all going to be redeemed, then Jesus is going to give it back to God, because it belongs to God, all things, because he's the creator of all things. You know, and it belongs to him. But because when sin came in the picture, God withdrew himself from that sinful part of creation. And then Jesus came to redeem it, bring it back to him.
Amen to that. And it says, all creation is groaned. Mm-hmm. For the manifestations of the sons of God. And that's what they're groaning. They're groaning and crying, mm-hmm. and weeping and groaning. The wild animals, they don't want to go out there and kill all of each other. Mm-hmm. They're groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. In other words, they're groaning for that millennial mm-hmm. reign. And they won't be wild anymore. You mm-hmm. can kind of see when you go on YouTube and you see these clips about the animal kingdom out in the Sahara Desert and out and over in Africa and these places. These animals, they have to do for survive. They want to live, so they got to go kill each other. And the lion and all that stuff and the bear, always fighting for position, for territory. That's that nature. That's part of that Satan winning that battle over in the garden with Adam and Eve. There's a lot that comes with it, because Adam and Eve were tested and they decided from their own free choice that they're going to serve the devil. And God knew that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's why he put this thing in motion, because he wanted to show people there's going to be a redeemer. What's the point in being a redeemer when there's nothing to redeem? So he knew that Adam and Eve would fall. And then that's why Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. Before God set this plan in motion, he foreknew everything. He knew everything that mankind was going to do. He knew that Adam and Eve were going to make the wrong choice. But see, he had a backup plan. He went, and when Sinister did that, he told Adam and Eve, I'm going to send somebody that's going to put this picture right together again. Humpity-dumpity-fet on the wall. But see, he's going to put humpity-dumpity together again. Jesus Christ is going to do that. That's why you and I, we're not ashamed of Jesus Christ. That's why we're sitting, we're talking about him all the time. Because we're not ashamed of him. We're proud to mention him. We're proud to serve him. We're glad that he woke us up, and we're glad that he moved enough to come and follow him. And we just surrendered, and there's still rebellion in each one of us, but God is slowly taking it out. Like right now, he's dealing with me. Then you gotta lose some weight. Well, I don't wanna lose weight. Well, we have to. I'll put you on a water diet for a couple of months, maybe. Whatever, you know, you gotta get rid of that rebellion. Each one of us has a rebellious nature, that's why. And until we completely yield, like that song, yielding and still, you gotta surrender to the Lord, because he's the only one that can tame that wild animal. And he said, und das erzogen die viele, die lese ich ab und führe sie aber, der König weiß sie beide so zu sagen. Only Jesus can rule and can control that wild nature that's in each one of us. And he has the right to it. All you and I have to do is surrender and let him work it out in our lives. It's just that simple. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're about. The Lord one day called us, and he called us on the journey. The first thing we had to do, we had to go up and tell that cat, and let people know that that whole thing is of the devil. We didn't know what we know now, but as we journey on, we see more and more after that thing went out, Satan came in with his Antichrist, with his Jakobutus guys. These were all just agents of Satan. Even I don't care how good it looks, and this devil can do, these Antichrists, they can paint a better picture than a Christian can anytime, because the devil knows how to appeal to the flesh, that's to the right. Natural man, and then that's how he takes the thousands upon thousands out to hell and that. And like I say, we had amongst us that had an out of the body experience, and he came back and he told us it's all deception. I worked in that college all my life, and I thought surely I'm going to heaven. And then God, rich in mercy, gave him an out of the body experience. He was dead for 17 minutes, and he had his encounter with heaven, and he came back. And he begged and pleaded, he wants another chance. And he came back, and for 3 years, that's all he went around telling people, we're being duped, we're being deceived. And he let my dad know, Don, he said, there's something out there. If we put down our life on the line and go look for it, we'll find it. And here, I heard him say that, and I did put my life on the line. I had to lose everything to find that pearl of great price, just like it's in back in the Matthew 13, they finally found that pearl of great price, and that's what you and I did. Mm-hmm. We had to lose everything. Had to lose natural family, and they turned against you simply because we're on a mission. We're about the Lord's business. That's all we're interested in. And I thank God every day that he saw us worthy to work for him. To suffer for him, and to be terminated, to be executed. And believe you me, if the law of the land allowed it, it had taken us straight down to the, and burned us at the stake. Because in that other calling, that Auschwitz, that's burning at the stake. If you go against their principles and against their don't believe the way you believe, you're going to go down, get burned at the stake. Mm-hmm. That's what all that Auschwitz is about, to give you over to Satan. And then when that don't work, when you don't accept that house, they terminate you. Mm-hmm. They take you down to the chopping block and they burn you at the stake. It's the same thing. Only the devil works in a little bit of a different form. But basically, it's the same. It's the same devil. It's the same satanic system. And we just happen to tap into it, and we just happen to find out that out simply by following the Lord Jesus Christ. And he opened up our understanding, because he's the only one that has knowledge, and he gave us that understanding. I never used to know that. I thought at one time that's the only way to live, is in a colony. And, But as time went on, I saw some things that's developing, and I couldn't go along with it because it was not compatible with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the story. That's been our life, and we're continuing on. If you want excitement, you just get on your knees and tell the Lord to take your life over and surrender to Him, and you're going to have excitement, more excitement than you ever thought possible. Just that simple. That's all we did. We just, oh Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory. That's been my fight all my life. That's been my surrendering thing. Just give, Lord, here I am. Do with me as you see fit. It wasn't like that at first because I got a rebellious nature. I might have said it, but they really did 100% mean it. But at that point, after a while, you get to the point that's the only way out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only one that can tame that nature, that wild nature that we have. Because we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, we come into this world speaking lie, we're good for nothing, we're just like the planet. And the planet was form and was without form and void. That's the way you and I are when we come into this world. We have absolutely zero understanding of anything spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But see, as time goes on, you get to the point where you know you need a Savior,
mm-hmm.
You need the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you surrender your will to Him, and then He cleans up your mess, just like He did with the planet. The planet was without form and void, and let there be light. And then eventually the sun started shining on the planet. It was frozen up, and eventually it took thousands of years, and eventually the planet began to form and began to melt. The ice caps melted, and you know the story about creation. He just recreated from... bought it back from its fallen state.
Mm-hmm.
Because that planet has been used over and over again. It has been an ice age over and over again. Because He was testing the angels back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then He was testing the morning star. And then He's testing Adam and Eve. And
mm-hmm.
Now He's testing the human race. All He wants from you and I now to be found people that will be found worthy to go into that millennial
mm-hmm.
reign. It's just that simple, very simple program. Mm-hmm. Everything, God doesn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I, we just happen to tap into it. We're living just a few years from all this to happen. That's why we get so excited.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just want to give you thanks for everything you've done for us, Lord, for that great plan of redemption, Lord, and to redeem all of creation back to you. And you have done it in such a way, Lord, that it brings such a beautiful picture to mind, how you've created the angelic family, how you created the human family, how you tested all things, Lord, just so people can enter into that day of rest, into that seventh day, that Sabbath day, into the millennium, Lord, where you are going to restore all things, bring it back, redeem all of creation back to you, Lord. And we see such a beautiful picture, and it's going to be a place of rest where people can rest in you, Lord, and just serve you, like it says, no, they will not hurt or destroy in all of your holy mountain, Lord. All these things we see in our future, Lord, and for people that will be found worthy to enter in, Lord. So we just give you thanks for these things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.